Lady and gentlemen listeners, good evening. I'm taking this time to advise you of a decision which, though long in the making, has finally been made. This will be my last broadcast as a regular commentator here on Off the Hook. I'm sure that there is a part of the audience cheering right now. I've been told that there may be a small segment of the audience weeping. I'm much more interested, and always have been, in you, those that are listening. You are no doubt asking yourself, why? In the interest of becoming a better Boolean being, I'll first address the not why. I am not leaving because of any policy or change thereof at WBAI. I've never been involved in those decisions and reserve my any opinion I may have of them. I'm not leaving due to an unresolved financial situation with the station. Though it is strongly indicative of the serious issues I have with remaining on the air here, I am not so petty as to allow this to impact my decision-making. Any legal action taken related to this non-payment for services rendered are, likewise, irrelevant. I'm not leaving because of any personal mistreatment I've received at the station. Those persons I've had contact with have been nothing but pleasant, and I shall miss the regular opportunities to chat with them. I'm not leaving because Emmanuel has asked or told me to do so. He has never made such a request, nor do I believe that he would ever make such a request of me. In fact, despite whatever on-air clashing you've borne witness to each week, outside the program, we are cordial and friendly. Finally, I'm not leaving because of calls made or emails sent by audience members that wish this voice to be silenced. I have no regard for their tedious malignment. The only exception to this is that their absence would be an indication to me that I'm doing something wrong. That said, I'll attempt to address the why. To do this, I'd like to play for you a song. It was written by an artist whose body of work can be called Waking to Reason, or perhaps it is more appropriately self-titled Chasing Down the Dawn. Miss Jewel Kilcher has earned my admiration and respect, and I hope one day to have the honor of sharing even an hour with her in philosophical conversation. I'd like to play a track from her album Spirit, entitled Life Uncommon, and I encourage you listeners to practice your skill on the lyrics.
Don't worry, Mother, it'll be all right. Don't worry, sister, say your prayers and sleep tight. And it'll be fine, lover of mine, it'll be just fine. Lend your voices only to sounds of freedom. To be free from, see life with love and bravery, and you shall lead a life uncommon. I've heard your anguish, I've heard your heart's cry out. We are tired. Down your
Mildly shocking and amusing to me when I contemplate that I've been a regular part of this program for the past 4 years. Shocking that so much time has passed, and amusing that I didn't notice it go. I came to Off the Hook following the Beyond Hope conference in 1997. I saw my role chiefly as bringing technical expertise to the table. Over the years, I hope I've successfully shed some light onto the dark nooks and crannies of the complex systems we find ourselves surrounded by in the world today. As time passed, though, I found the program gradually shifting its focus. I initially came to be part of a program about hacking, concerned with technology, how it worked, how it can work, and its role in our lives. As time passed, the program moved to being less about hacking and more about hackers, their goals, their lives, their problems. It is on this last aspect that the focus has drifted still further, away from the technology itself and towards the problems with policy surrounding technology. In this latest form, the program seems to concentrate on the general impact of policy that vaguely connects with technology. As this change was taking place, I and my role evolved. As we moved towards hackers, I provided the perspectives of a hacker. As we moved toward policy, I brought the counterpoint to the popular argument. All the while, though, the technology marched on and was being ignored. I felt quiet frustration that important developments and events were not being recognized due to running out of time. I found myself, especially in the most recent weeks, accomplishing nothing more than justifying a sagacious position for the hour. While I am able to do so quite well, I walked away each time with not only the knowledge that the technology was still being ignored, but also that little progress was made in any direction. That my strength was being tapped not to build, but to merely defend that which should not require defense. I found that I was not alone in this feeling. There are those that had found me and vented their frustration. I encouraged them not to listen to the program if it bothered them so. And this had taken a very heavy toll on me. It was a terrible violation of my integrity, both as a man and a broadcaster, to turn people away from the work of which I should be very proud. The transgression did not end there, though. I found myself ashamed to be associated with the station and its regular programming. I'd recently had the misfortune of tuning in at various times to hear some of the most vile, vitriolic, anti-American speech I'd ever encountered. It is not so much that the voices from the ether intelligently presented controversial viewpoints, but that they were so adamantly defending the absolutely irrational. This personal situation required resolution, and I've done so by leaving this program. I doubt that this will be the last you hear of me on the air. You couldn't keep me out of radio if you tried. This is truly the greatest of broadcast media, and I have hope that a program better suited to the interests of both you and myself will come to be. If you want to contact me for any reason, you are more than welcome to do so via email, isaac@ctech.org, IndiaZulu@SierraEchoTangoEchoCharlie.OscarRomeoGolf, or by post, Isaac Falcon, P.O. Box 770574, Woodside, New York, 11377-0574. Thank you for listening. Good night, and God bless.